the game would be played before the largest home crowd in Baltimore Colts history. This game itself would soon make history as one of the longest and greatest ever played in the 58 years of professional football. From the outset, Raider execution was impressive, as Stabler began a classic shootout that would total 345 yards passing as just one phase of a thundering assault.
Now the Raiders are thinking six at this juncture. Hand off to Davis, a just over left tackle down to the 25, the 20, kicks off to the 15, the 10, stiff arms the man at the 5, touchdown Raiders! Clarence Davis with a quick adjustment at the line of scrimmage, powered past the left tackle spot, head ahead of steam, pranced into the secondary, and left a trail of would-be tacklers behind him.
While Clarence Davis left tacklers clutching at air, Baltimore quarterback Burt Jones was reluctantly accepting the axiom, when sacked by Matuszak, discretion is the better part of valor. Like a great civil war, Rice, Matuszak, Hendricks, Johnson, and others rose up. Then the Raiders struck again.
Second down, Stabler back to pass, throwing a deep bomb. He's got Branch against Muncie. He makes a leaping, incredible catch, gets up from the 28 and is run out of bounds on the 20-yard line. Holy Toledo, what a catch by Branch. The ball is on the 9. Stabler back to pass. Banaszak is in the game. Stabler looks, lots one to Casper. Touchdown, Raiders!
Every play was big. Ted Hendricks got a hand on this punt, and Jeff Barnes recovered. The Raiders converted the block punt into points and led midway through the third quarter 21-7. But the Colts fought back, finally going ahead 31-28. Time became crucial. The Raiders had to stop the Colts right now. They did exactly that. Gain possession and then calmly sent Ghost to the post.
Branch left, Biletnikoff to the right. Back again, straight drop back, pumps once. He goes medium deep to Casper. Casper makes it over the shoulder catch. He's punched from behind at the 15-yard line. A very, very remarkable adjustment as Casper, I think, first turned the wrong way and managed to run under that high lob to the deep part of the defense.
Casper's catch was a work of art. And then Coach Madden called on Errol Mann to send the game into overtime. This AFC playoff would go into a fifth period, a period of magnificent defense. In the final 23 minutes of this incredible game, the towering Raider defense did not allow a single first down. Tension and exhaustion tapped the last resources as the fifth period became the sixth. Desire and determination were stretched to ultimate limits. But these proud Raiders made one more gallant effort, one final drive, one relentless, undeniable push goalward. Stabler to Branch for 19. Then, on 2nd and 7, a beautifully conceived play pass triumphantly brought down the curtain. Dave Casper's touchdown meant a 37-31 victory after 75 minutes and 43 seconds, the longest game in Raider history. Another glorious gem in the Raider crown. In 15 years since managing general partner Al Davis first pledged to build the finest organization in sports, the Raiders have totally dominated pro football in terms of consistent victory. In 1977, courageous general partner Ed McGaugh, coaches, staff, players like Charles Phil Yaw, Mickey Marvin, Hubie Ginn, Rick Jennings, Jimmy Warren, Rod Martin, all contributed to continued greatness. But true greatness for the silver and black lies in its future. When seasons like 1977, which was filled with glorious deeds and gallant hours, give birth to new achievements, big games, division titles, playoff heroics, and another world championship for these proud Oakland Raiders.